From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Corey Flintoff, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you, Corey. Great to have you back. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. We have got such a good show for you today. Champion surfer Kelly Slater will be joining us later. We're going to give him some tips, you know, because we hang 10 here. But first, everybody knows there's been a bit of a breakdown in civility pretty much across the country. We'll be getting into that later. But we thought, just to be safe, before we start today's show, we needed to go over the rules before we begin.
Blah!
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Just trying to keep everything in order. There's some rules. Basically, here's the rule. If Corey Flintoff right here, he's filling in for the vacationing Carl Castle. If Corey Flintoff makes a judgment as to who wins our prize, it's final, and you can't argue with it, no matter how good Beyoncé's answer might have been. All right? So just be cool about it. All right, let's go. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Josh Wheatley in Maryville, Tennessee.
Hey, Josh, how are you?
Doing great.
And what do you do there?
I work for a pharmaceutical wholesaler, so I'm a drug dealer for mom-and-pop drugstores.
Really?
Yep.
How shady.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
There you go, baby. Well, welcome to our show, Josh. Let me introduce you to this week's panel. First, say hello to a television personality and a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning. Mr. Mo Rocca is right here.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, Josh.
Also, say hello to the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, and the author of the memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Josh.
Also, say hello to a humorist and the author most recently of Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, Josh.
Well, welcome to our show, Josh. You're going to start us off with Who's Corey this time. Corey Flintoff, filling in for Carl, is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you win the prize. Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Fantastic. Right. I'm ready.
Here's your first quote.
I think it's a bad precedent to put us in charge of deciding whether people act like jerks.
That was Congressman Barney Frank, a Democrat, expressing some unease about a historic measure that was passed by Democrats this week, expressing, quote, disapproval of whom?
Joe Wilson.
Exactly right. Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina. Very good. After shouting, you lie, at President Obama in the House chamber last week, Mr. Wilson apologized to the president because he said he was sorry, and besides, John Boehner wouldn't let him borrow his spray-on tan again unless he did it. But, somewhat surprisingly, House Democrats were not satisfied, so they brought to the floor a resolution expressing, quote, disapproval of Mr. Wilson, not censure, not anger, disapproval. As Barney Frank predicted, it turned out to be a bad precedent. The House Democrats went on to pass resolutions about other things they disapproved of. They overwhelmingly disapprove of Kate Gosselin's new hairdo. And just before they adjourned, the House passed a resolution declaring they were totally creeped out by Dennis Kucinich making out with his wife in the cloakroom.
You know, I did not hear Wilson holler, you lie. I just heard him holler, lie. And I thought he was trying to get Obama to start lying because he was making everybody else look bad.
So you thought it was...
Yeah.
Like a direction.
You thought it was kind of a friendly encouragement.
No, yeah. Like, stop telling the truth. Good Lord. How do you think that makes us feel out here in the Congress? We don't know what to do.
I'm disappointed. I mean, you lie. It's just so kind of drab and unimaginative. I mean, the guy's from the South.
Like
fiddle-dee-dee. Or balderdash or something like that.
Hogwash is better than fiddle-dee-dee. Yeah. I
mean, jacuzzi.
All right, very good, Josh. Here's your next quote.
Baucus compromise bill draws enthusiastic support of Senator Max Baucus.
That was political analyst Nate Silver summing up the response to Senator Max Baucus's much ballyhooed compromise bill about what?
Health care reform.
Indeed. Very good. Health care. This week, Senator Max Baucus, Democrat of Montana, finally revealed the amazing health care compromise that he has been working on all year, the one that was going to save us all and unite all the warring parties. As it turns out, measured against expectations, it was the phantom menace of legislative proposals. However, Baucus did achieve one of his goals. He was able to unify both parties, liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans, both loathe it. In fact, at his press conference announcing his plan, Baucus couldn't get a single other senator to stand next to him.
Aww. Terrible for him.
It wasn't bipartisan. It was sans partisan.
It was Charlie Brown-ish.
Yeah, it was. But it occurred to us, maybe he's going about this the wrong way. There is, in fact, we now know, a proven way to get a group of argumentative egotists to work hard over a short period of time to accomplish something difficult. A reality show. Call it Project Healthcare. You set all the senators and the finance committee to come up with their own plans, and you send in Tim Gunn to tell them, make it work. By the end, you'd have Senator Baucus using a bedazzler to really sparkle up his insurance co-ops.
You know, I actually thought the Baucus plan was okay, but, I mean, it's nothing compared to Beyonce's healthcare plan.
It really isn't.
But, you know, it was so sad. It was like he was like that kid who worked really, really, really hard on his diorama.
Yes.
And he takes it in, and his teacher says, I can tell you worked really hard on that, you know.
Aw, you call that a diorama? Yeah, well, it wasn't much of a health plan, was it? I mean, we're taking Baucus's side, but if he had come out with something worth being hated for, it would be a lot better.
Well, that seems to be the problem, is that he's trying not to be hated over much by everyone, and
right.
The end result
there
is that everyone hates
you.
Well,
Roy, how do you know? Have you tried Max Baucus's health plan?
I read over part of it, and I began to feel queasy. So,
but that was a pre-existing condition.
That's true, yes.
All right, very good, Josh. Here's your last quote.
Taylor, I'm really happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
That was somebody who stole headlines by stealing Taylor Swift's microphone away at the Video Music Awards. Who was it?
Kanye West.
Kanye West, yes. Every year, something happens at the VMAs, it seems, to grab everybody's attention. Wonder why that happens. This year, Mr. West was the one to do it. He leapt to the stage. He grabbed the mic away from young Ms. Swift, who was just about to thank all the music industry scientists who had bred her in their lab.
Mean, mean.
What?
She's just a child.
She's just a child. She's perfect.
She's a perfect child.
She is a perfect little... country
yes. You see what
singing
I mean?
Machine.
Exactly.
She is.
Yeah. That's not natural how perfect she is. Of course, by the way, I don't know if anybody noticed this, but Beyonce wasn't even nominated for the award that Ms. Swift won.
Oh, is that right?
It's true. She wasn't even one of the nominees. Anyway, this whole thing became this week's media sensation. Everybody condemned Kanye West. Even President Obama, in what he thought was an off-the-record moment, said on tape, he's a jackass, which caused Representative Joe Wilson to leap up and shout, you swear mildly! Reflex at this point.
This was like, it was this week in rudeness.
It was crazy.
Like, I want a modern-day breakfast club with Joe Wilson, Serena Williams, and Kanye West.
Yeah.
All have to get together and shove tennis balls down each other's throats.
Corey, how did Josh do on our show?
Josh got all three right and wins Carl Castle's voice on his home answering machine.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's.